on Gross Fred.
Give me that Thursday.
Amen.
I think she's in the key of G. She's in.
Well, first, before we pray, is this on? First, before we get into anything, there was a couple of things I did want to say. First, I want to give honor to God.
Amen.
It sounds cliche, he's the head of my life.
Yes.
But without him, I could do nothing.
Right.
He called me, he sanctified me, he healed me, he glorified me.
Come on. Yes,
sir. So first, I want to do that.
Amen.
Second, I want to thank from the very bottom of my heart, Brother Pastor Mullins,
Amen.
His lovely wife, Sister B.
Yeah.
You all have gone way over the top. Let's make you sing your lungs out when
right.
you can.
Amen.
Because we know he's been so good.
Amen.
You all have a beautiful congregation.
Amen.
I can feel it. Amen. Give yourself a hand. Beautiful. Amen. You have talented musicians. Amen. They ain't afraid to give God the praise. And what happens is it creates an atmosphere where we drive this world to which we do not belong. And we can just let ourselves go and praise Him. Because we're ambassadors, our Pastor Joseph. You know what that means? That means you are not from here.
Right?
They don't talk like you talk. They don't dress like you dress. They don't understand like you understand. So just for a couple of hours, we can shake this place off of us and give God the praise.
Amen. That is the truth.
Now, that being said, I would like to offer something that's in my heart.
Go ahead.
You know, I came to give my testimony too.
Yes,
Lord.
He came to me when I wasn't looking for it.
I love that song.
I'll never forget
him. He
blessed me when I didn't do anything.
Right.
And he still continues to do it.
Amen.
And like that brother saying, I think his name was Brother Chisholm. He came the other night. I love that little Eagle song.
Amen.
I had no plan. I had nowhere to go. But one day, the word of God waved over me.
Oh, that's it, Dave. That's it.
And now I'm just going to talk about it if I can.
Amen.
Now, you know, I don't sing all the time. I don't walk around singing. So I'm going to do like I do.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give it to him.
Amen.
I'm going to give him all I have.
Amen.
While I have it.
Amen.
And if I stop singing, that means I ain't got no more. Give me a key. This is my testimony. Something within me that holds the reins. There's just something within me. It banishes all my pain. It's just something within me. I cannot explain. All that I know.
Back on again. So I think what I'm going to do is have the voices come up. Huh? The voices of the bride. That's our church. Oh, the voices of the Fairborn bride. You're right, Fred. It is everybody.
Well, you know,
that's mine, but this is yours.
Amen.
The class? I can take this one off. That's the,
to give a little testimony, the song we're going to sing is a very well-known song. You've heard it before, but about a year and a half ago, our brother here, Brother James, standing before you, he was in the hospital doing a lip transplant. And it got pretty bad. He's on his deathbed, and his body started praying. And there's one night, he got the first liver that they were going to give him, and it was not a good one. And I remember the body, we were a little bit down. And as sure as God talks to you every service, I remember God telling me, I just want you to trust me. And sure and behold, just as a confirmation, it was about the day or two after that, this song about to sing came out. And when you hear the title, you'll see how it matches. But you see our brother standing here today. God's been good. God said he needed a preaching liver because he's one of our preachers.
That's right.
That's right.
Got one liver, and that didn't end up working out. He got a second one. And I'm here to tell you, people don't get the first liver, let alone the second one.
Right.
And God brought him through, and we're so thankful for it.
Amen.
Same, brother. Same.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my footman in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood, and what he did for me on Calvary is more than trust in God.
Like you sound singing. Sometimes I have to preserve my voice because it gets, you can lose your voice. I've done it before. I would like to thank you all for all of your hospitality and welcome my tabernacle. It's been a treat for us. We don't travel a lot as a church family, and to be able to spend 3-4 days together nonstop. I looked down, we got here an hour early this morning. We thought the service started at 10. So I was looking out at the congregation, and my people were out in the parking lot, and they're talking to each other like they ain't seen each other for years. And I'm like, they act like they hadn't talked to each other. They've been together for 3 days. But that's good. It should be that way. And we should love each other enough that it's not a chore to spend time together, but it's a privilege. So, and I know Brother Fred Mullins has said, if we're late getting home, it's on me, because I can preach as short or as long as I want to, and that will determine the time of arrival. So we got a, I would say, 10-hour drive home. So we'll, after we get finished here and we eat with you guys, we're gonna head home. And but it's been a good service. It's been a good meeting. I know he put me last behind all these good preachers, and so I'm like, Lord, help me. We've had some real preaching this week and real fellowship, and we thank God for it. And I'm trying to settle myself down because I want to be able to bring what God has. And sometimes, you know, you can receive something, but you don't know how to give it back. If I can give back the word and the reality and the revelation that I've received it and help somebody along the way, that's what it's all about. You know, it's not about a contest between the preachers on who preached the deepest or who preached the longest or whose message reached the most people. It's about, and I always tell people, and I've said it here and I've said it around the world, I'm here to share my knowledge of the mystery. That's all I'm here to do. And if it helps you, fine. If it doesn't, fine. Because you know what? I'll take my knowledge back home with me. But I love coming to South Carolina. I love bringing my church here. We enjoy being together. So I would like to read a scripture here this morning to start out with, and if you will stand with me, we'll read a couple of verses out of the book of Exodus, chapter 32. And I want to start here at verse 11. And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why dost thou wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with a great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from
thy fierce wrath, and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all the land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. Listen to verse 14. And the Lord repented. The Lord repented of the evil which he had thought to do unto his people. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this meeting this weekend. It's been a wonderful time together. And as we come to the close of the meeting, we want you to come by here one more time and take your word and break it to us that we can walk away from here with a better understanding of everything and all that you've given us in this hour. Thank you for the host church and the pastor and the family here. They've worked hard and labored and asked you to give them rest. Lord, give their voices back. Give them rest in their bodies from their labors. And we ask you to be with us on the road. But for this few moments this morning, we ask you to take the words that we have just read and make it real to us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I'd like to title the thoughts this morning, The Manifestation of God. And I wanted to start here in Exodus because I thought it, God has been showing me some things here at the local assembly, and I thought I wanted to bring some down to South Carolina with me. And I wanted to start here because I thought it was a peculiar thing that God repented.
Absolutely.
So we need to understand God a little better than I think that we understand God. And understand, how can God, the question I would ask, how can God repent? So in order to understand how God could repent, we need to understand God.
Yes, sir.
Because when you look in the Word, God has a track record of how he does things.
Right.
And if you can find out how God does things, then you can find out about God.
Right.
So to talk about repentance, first we need to read, and I'm going to read to you what Brother Branham said. And he said over here, and he cares to you, care. He said, he looked upon the world now today, and he called, and he called. And they spurned and turned down. There was a chance of repentance at the beginning. When God told Isaiah to go up, tell Hezekiah he was going to die. Hezekiah repented and there was mercy. When God told Jonah to go to Nineveh and call out because in the 40 days he destroyed the city, they called out for mercy. And there was repentance.
Yes, sir.
But when they reject it, there's nothing left but judgment.
Right.
And the nation has rejected Christ. Yes, they failed to heed the call. So there's nothing left but we're facing judgment. Now, I wanted to read that because God used repentance to turn around. He used repentance to change his mind.
Right.
And here he, Hezekiah, I won't go over and read it, but just to give you an overview, Hezekiah was going to die. God said. And usually, when God says something, it's done. But in this particular case, Hezekiah repented. God loves repentance.
Yes.
And God loves repentance because he does it himself.
Right.
I just read to you where God repented.
Right.
That's the word. You might not like it, but it's the word. So in order to understand how repentance works, you've got to understand how God uses it.
Right.
And in understanding how God uses it, you need to understand God himself.
Right.
And so I want to think about this for a minute, because God, he had something going on before he was God.
Right.
Amen.
Before it's God. Now I'm going to go back here, because sometimes we stop at God. But there was something before God. You got to go back. So we can start here. I was thinking this morning when I was getting dressed, I said, I could start here and say, I have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God. The Holy Ghost is Jesus. Jesus came.
Yeah.
He was God.
Yeah.
So I ain't lost God.
Right.
But Jesus was God.
Right.
And before Jesus was the Logos.
Amen. Go ahead, man.
And the Logos was God.
Yeah.
But before the Logos, there was God.
Yeah.
But what was he before he was God?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What was it before it was God?
Amen.
Now, see, I want us to put our little thinking caps on, because we're going to walk out of here a little different today. We got to realize that before God was God, he was something.
He was. Yes, he was.
And just as I was thinking this morning, he said, now, we don't know nothing without the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will lead and guide you into all truth. He's going to take a mind and show it unto you. In other words, you don't know nothing until the Holy Ghost shows you.
Amen.
So we're trying to get back to knowing all things. So we don't know nothing without the Holy Ghost. But then let's back it up just a little bit. Let's think about Jesus. Jesus who came through his theophany. Jesus who knew all things. Now we're going to have to define that. Jesus knew all things, but did he?
Come on. Come on. You're preaching.
They asked Jesus one day, they said, when's the end going to come? What did Jesus tell them? I don't know.
Come on. Amen.
Now how could Jesus not know if he was God? Just keep that in mind. How could we not know things and we're God? Okay, how could Jesus not know things and he was God? Now let's back it up again. Let's back it up again, because now we're going to deal with God. The title of this is, I told you, it's the manifestation of God. Because, see, God knows all things. But does he?
Come on!
Amen!
Preach!
I should make our heads spin before we go. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Who? God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. There's only one form of life. One form of eternal life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, Brother Branham asked the question, and I didn't bring the quote, but I know he got it. I know he said it. He said, in the beginning, God created. He said, but what was he before the beginning? Oh, it was something. Oh, we're going back now. All right. Now, you got to understand how this works, because, well, this Brother Branham said, let's just read it, because I don't want y'all throwing your shoes at me. Now, God's secret mystery he had before the world began. Now, back in the back part of God's mind, there was something that he was trying and was going to achieve. And he had a motive in doing it in order to let himself be expressed. He was God, but he exactly wasn't God. Oh. Now we're moving before God. Who in the world can tell you what it was before God but us? It took a prophet. Without a prophet, all we know is God. That's as far as they can go, is there is a God. But Brother Brennan said he was God. He said, but he wasn't exactly God.
Exactly what he said. Exactly what he said.
All right. He said he was God, but he wasn't exactly God. He said, let's just read it. I want to read it all the way through. Now, God's secret mystery he had before the world began. Now, back in the back part of God's mind, there was something that he was going to achieve, and he had a motive in doing it.
Yes, he did. A motive.
He had a motive. Before he was God, he had a motive. And the whole time we're thinking this whole plan of redemption was God's plan. But it wasn't God's plan. It was before God. Hang on. Put your seatbelt on. Put your seatbelt on. We're still moving backwards now. We're going back in time. Okay. He had a motive in doing it in order to let himself be expressed. Because first, there wasn't even a moon, star, atom, molecule, or anything. He was God, but he wasn't exactly, wasn't God at that time. What? Oh my! He wasn't God at that time because God is an object of worship and there wasn't nothing to worship him. Oh, we're back there now. Oh, we're way up there now. He wasn't even God. Y'all still with me?
Yeah.
I told you y'all had your head spinning.
Because
when you think about it, before he was God, he was something else.
That's right.
Before he was the Holy Ghost, he was something else. Before he was Jesus, he was something else.
I like the way you're doing it. Go ahead.
Well, you got to do it that way because we'll fall off the wagon.
Come on, don't fall off.
Before he was Jesus, he was something else. Before he was God, he was wasn't exactly God at that time, because God is an object of worship. There was nothing to worship him. So in his mind, there you go. Not the mind of God. It's a mind, but it wasn't the mind of God, because God wasn't created. God wasn't in existence.
Amen.
Hang in there. So in his great mind, this is what Brother, these are prophets saying. This ain't me making this up. It's just me seeing what he said. So in his great mind, he wanted these attributes to be expressed. What? God is an attribute?
Yes. Come on. Amen.
God is an attribute.
Yeah. Amen.
But before there was God, he had in his mind, the plan didn't come from God.
Come on.
The plan came from him.
Amen.
The plan was in his mind. Oh, here we go. Here we go. I can't take my time because we got to go. So in his great mind, he wanted these attributes to be expressed. And in him was love. In him was to be a father. In him was to be son. In him was to be savior. In him was to be a healer. And all these great attributes that we see already expressed, they were in God. But God got them from somewhere.
Yes, he did.
Are y'all with me? God took the attributes from that great mind.
Amen.
God picked up attributes.
Yes.
All of these attributes are in God. Now, I'm not talking the Trinity. I'm still talking about the same God. The same God. Because you know what you're going to find out when this is all said and done? That same mind that was before God is the same mind that's in you. Okay.
Go ahead.
Brother Brim said, so, my opinion, the first thing that he made was angels. And then they worshiped him. And that made him God.
That's right.
God came into existence.
Amen.
Yes.
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 Wow.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
God had a beginning.
Amen.
Brother Brown said that anything that attributes to God is eternal.
Right.
So though God was eternal, God was not eternal in his manifestation.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
All right. I see where you're
at. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Brother Brown said, in my opinion, the first thing he did, that made him God. And he started from there. That wasn't the end. That was the beginning.
Yeah.
He had to be God to do everything else. But the first thing he had to do is to receive all of the attributes into God.
Amen.
Into God.
Yeah.
Amen.
But he wasn't, it's still the same Abraham, still the same one.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't change God.
Yes.
We're not Trinitarians.
No.
But the attributes came from that great mind.
Amen.
And was put in this thing called God.
Yes.
Because it was worship.
Right.
But in him was the attribute to be Father, Son, and all these other things that God was and God is and God will be.
Right.
It was all put in him by that great mind.
Yes.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Remember the scripture I read? God repented.
Yes, sir.
Remember the question I asked? How can God repent?
Yes, sir.
Come on, come on. Amen.
We're getting somewhere here. Just hang in there. All right. He said, so in my opinion, the first thing that he made was angels, and they worshiped him, and that made him God. And he started from there. And as in previous messages, I have tried to explain it, break it down. And now, when the angel began to worship him, that was the beginning. That was before there was ever a molecule in the earth. There was nothing. It was all darkness. There was nothing. No sun, no moon, no star, no nothing. There he was, God.
Amen.
All by himself.
Amen.
So we thought God was alone.
Oh, my.
Amen. Amen.
He became God.
Right.
And remember, all that God was, he poured into Christ.
Right.
And all that Christ was, he poured into the church.
Right.
So all that this great mind was put into God.
Right.
And then
it was moved into manifestation and brought all the way down to us.
Amen.
Okay. There was no sun, no moon, no star, no nothing. There he was, God.
Right.
And he asked Job. Now we're starting to understand why God could have questions.
Right.
We are starting to understand why God can repent.
Right.
We're starting to understand why God can do. Because remember, that plan of redemption was only given as needed. Jesus didn't know everything.
He said it to
you. A son does nothing
until the
Father first shows him.
Yes.
That's the way. I'm sorry, y'all. That's the word of God.
Yes.
So Jesus himself didn't know all things.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Bradley said that.
Jesus himself learned obedience.
Amen.
I ain't out of the Bible.
That's
I ain't out of the message. I'm telling you that something came from that great mind and moved all the way down to you.
Amen.
He asked Job, where were you when I laid the foundation of the world? See? When the morning stars sang and the sons of God shouted for joy. See? Now, where were you? That was way back before the earth. Do you know the sons of God shout for joy before the world was
even? Yes.
How did that happen?
Go ahead. Come on now. It's mine.
How did that happen?
Right.
Yeah. It started out with a mind.
That's right.
And that mind was put in God.
Yeah. Right.
Lord.
And as an object of worship, the sons of God was in that mind.
You can't
do anything until God gives you his mind. Amen. That's why the scripture says, let this mind be in you.
Right. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother.
Same mind.
Brother.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Brother Brown said here, he said, and go away, Jesus, he said, God in the beginning was just God. Just God.
Just.
That's all.
Wow.
He's just God. He wasn't even God. God is an object of worship. He was that. He was the great power. Now, if you want to call it what was before God, it was the great power.
Amen.
Call it that. I got other terms here I'm going to use.
Well, I don't
know many terms, but
yes,
call it the great power.
Right.
So the great power was before God.
Yeah. Right.
That's right.
That's right.
Then when he created angels, and angels worship him, so he was God. Then he created man. And he's still God. Because he created us.
Right.
We worship him.
Right.
The angels ain't the only ones that had access to God.
Right.
We worship God.
Right.
Amen.
So, I'm reading the Bible and preaching at the church and realize that God was created too. And God got the mind from that great mind.
Amen.
But that great power only gave what he wanted us to know. And I started reading the scripture and looking, and I won't go over there. I preached this last week at home. But let's just take Abraham for a minute.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
See, now, before I get there, let me just tell you. There is everything that God's going to ever do in his mind.
Right. Yes, sir.
But none of it can be put aside until it manifests.
Right.
It is not even enough to be in the mind of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Every thought in the mind of God will manifest.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Bar none.
That's right.
So, God is looking at what we do.
Right. That's right.
Right.
Though he is God,
amen.
Though he has the plan, because he received the plan from that great mind,
right.
That great spirit, or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
He got the plan, but then God got the plan, and he started watching it manifest.
Yes, right. Sir.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen.
Genesis 1.
Yes, sir.
Brother told me this after service last week. He said, you know what? I looked at this Genesis 1, and it just made it sound different to me now. In the beginning,
right.
God created.
Yep.
The heaven and the earth.
Yes,
but do you know, when God created, see, the creation, the creating power of Elohim is God.
Amen.
And when God created everything in Genesis, what did he say? Now, he had it in his mind. He knew what he wanted.
Yes, sir.
But when he actually saw the manifestation, he looked at the creation and said, oh, this is good.
Yeah. You said it. I like this.
Yeah. It came from his mind to a manifestation.
Yeah, right.
He looked at his creation and said, this is good. This is very good. God surprised himself.
Amen.
Now you're starting to see a little bit about how God was receiving the character of God.
Yes,
he had the mind of what that great mind had in him, but in the creation part of it, God started creating what was in the mind of Elohim.
Amen.
And as he created it, it impressed himself.
Amen. Amen.
He said it.
Yes.
He said,
said, boy, this is good.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
Amen.
Now, if you don't believe that, now this quote here, this is a good one. This is from Brother Branham. This is Brother Branham. I ain't taking it out of your message. Don't throw me out and say, you know what? False prophet.
I read it, bro. Go ahead.
God is his own interpreter.
Right.
His message. Now, all we are today is a display of his attributes. Now, when we think of attributes now, see, your mind automatically went before God. Because that's where the attributes came from.
Amen.
That great spirit, that great mind, the attributes actually came from there.
Yeah, right, brother.
We're displaying his attributes in God. First, he was not even God. We'll just call him the Eternal One. There's another title. If you don't want to call it the mind, call him the Eternal One.
Right.
But I thought God was the Eternal One. He is.
He is.
You're the Eternal One.
Yes. Right. Amen.
You're no less eternal than God is.
Amen.
Just call him the Eternal One. He wasn't God. Because the word, the English word, God means an object of worship. And there is nothing to worship him. So he was the Eternal One. The main fountain of all intelligence. Not God. Not God. I'm talking before God. The main fountain of all intelligence included God. All right, I'm trying to read this slow because I want y'all to get what Brother Branham said, not what I'm saying. Don't blame me for this.
I love that. Keep preaching.
All right. He wasn't God because the word, the English word, God means object of worship, and there wasn't nothing to worship him. So he was the Eternal One, the main fountain of all intelligence. All intelligence. All intelligence didn't come from God. All intelligence came from an Eternal One.
Amen.
The plan of redemption and the mind and everything came from there.
Yes.
Lord.
And God was part of that plan.
Amen.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Fountain of all intelligence. There was not an atom, molecule, or nothing. Light, nowhere. Star, moon, nothing else. God, what we know as God, the great spirit, was eternal, never did begin, never did end. He was there. And in him was attributes. It was attributes to be. Y'all want to hear this. It was attributes to be God. Oh, we're going to understand this message after a while. We're going to understand the Bible after a while. It's going to make scriptures make sense. There's things that seem like you didn't understand how God can repent. I asked y'all to start with and say, how can God repent? God could repent because he saw what was going on and could change himself about that situation.
Right.
God could do that. Abraham couldn't, but God looked in and said, I repent. Hezekiah, I repent. Moses said, you're going to make us a laughing stock of all the land if you don't do this. And God was going to kill them all. He said, I'm taking care of them. I'm going to wipe them off. And Moses preached to God.
Amen. Amen.
He said, lock me up. Moses said, you're going to make us a laughing stock of all the land if you don't do this, if you don't turn around, if you don't repent, God.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, if you don't repent, God, we're going to be the laughing stock of the world.
Yeah.
And God said, you're right, Moses.
Lord.
And he repented.
Wow.
God repented.
Wow.
God repented.
Yeah.
And there's many times in that Bible God repented.
Yeah.
It says in there, it says, and I won't read it because I didn't bring him all. I was doing him. He said, I repent that I even made man. So God ain't the God that we thought he was. God has a job to do. God's a part of this plan just like we're a part of this plan. And God is going to destroy man and he's going to kill everybody and he had to repent for it.
Yes.
Right.
Wow. Amen.
I tell you, I'm reading it to you. I'm taking it slow and reading it to you.
From the message in the Bible.
From the message in the Bible. I ain't giving you none of my thoughts. I'm just sharing my knowledge of the mystery. This is no longer a mystery. God was God because he had objects of worship, and he got the whole plan of redemption from Elohim, that self-existent one. Do you realize Elohim? One that never had a beginning.
Right.
It never had an end. Elohim never had a new thought. God had new thoughts. Maybe we won't eat dinner.
We eat just fine, brother.
Do you realize God changed his mind about some things? The Bible tells me he did. I ain't telling you this. I ain't making this up. I'm telling you the word of God says. And if you believe the word of God, you got to do what God says. You might not like it. I might not like it. Because I always thought God, you know, God was God. He's big, you know, he don't change his mind about his word. And he doesn't. But you gotta understand what you're saying.
That's right.
You gotta understand. When you talk, you can call him God because he had somebody to worship him.
Right.
But it was still that great mind from before the foundation of the world. And that mind never changed. God never changed his mind about his word.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
My goodness.
All right. Genesis 1. Verse 1, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. God impressed himself. He's like, look at this. It's good. So, what God had in himself was the plan, a full plan of redemption.
Right. Yes,
what was in God was the whole plan, but God couldn't even say it was finished until he saw it.
That's right.
Amen.
Even though in his mind from Elohim, he already knew that he was going to speak the world into existence.
Right.
And God believed it.
Yeah.
Because Elohim's word is true.
Yeah. Amen.
But when God spoke it and it came to pass, God's like, whoa.
I like this.
Yeah. See, that's the thing about God. God is not worried about the thought.
All right.
God is watching for the manifestation.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's God or you.
Right.
You might say, I believe this message. You might say, I believe God. And if it never manifests itself out through your life, it ain't God. Because everything that God said in his mind will come to pass.
Yes,
you say, I believe this message, and it never does nothing to you. I believe the message, and it never does nothing for you. Your life don't change. Your love don't change. Your direction don't change. Then your future won't change. See, God is a God of manifestation. Elohim is a God with the plan. But God wants to see it happen. God wants to watch it happen. God takes pleasure in watching us manifest what was in his mind.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
And brother.
No. Brother Bradley again. I ain't adding to it. I ain't taking it. I'm just telling you. And you know what? A lot of times I preach and I don't read a lot of quotes. But I knew today we were going to need a lot of quotes. But you got to read, because I couldn't say it as eloquently as Brother Brown did. I like to hear the way he says it, because when he says it, there's no doubt. When he says it, if you are doubting, you stop doubting. And it ain't all in one book. This is Mighty God unveiled before us.
I love those books, brother.
He said, but in the Old Testament, in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God... The word is used, Elohim.
Yes.
Elohim means the self-existing one.
That's right.
What a difference the word Elohim is.
to our word God. He separated Elohim from God.
He did.
Yes, sir.
He did.
Yes, sir.
What a difference Elohim is from God.
Wow.
Elohim means self-existing one.
Right.
We cannot be self-existing. Amen. Now, listen to what he put in Elohim. Because we put, what I found out, and I'll just use me, I put all this in God, and it wasn't God, but it was in God because of Elohim. He said, we cannot be self-existing. We cannot be almighty. That's Elohim.
Right.
Omnipotent. Wait a minute, I thought that was God. That's, he's talking about Elohim.
Right.
Omnipresent.
Yes.
I'm still talking about all these attributes that we put in God started in Elohim.
Right.
Omnipresent, omniscient. That's Elohim. That Elohim expresses all of that.
Right.
Elohim.
Yep.
Right.
Oh.
Amen.
But Elohim gave it all to God. So all of these attributes were in God. And God gave all these attributes to Jesus. And Jesus gave all these attributes to us.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Holy Ghost that's in you is no less than the same Holy Ghost that was Elohim.
Amen.
We cannot be self-existing. We cannot be almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. That Elohim expresses all of that. We can't be that. The tree that you make a God out of or a building, it's not self-existing. So God, in the beginning, he says, was life, the eternal one. In him was attributes. And those attributes became words. And remember how God created? By the spoken word. Let there be. Let there be. Let there be light. Let me divide the firmaments.
Right.
He did it by the spoken word.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
My goodness.
So God in the beginning was life, the eternal one. In him was attributes. And those attributes became words. And words became flesh.
Right.
God, that's God's word.
Yes.
Right.
It was an attribute in the mind of God, but it wasn't even real until it manifested.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus was the Redeemer. And the Redeemer means to bring back. If he had to bring it back, it had to be somewhere to be brought back to. So you see, all people will never be able to see it because all people wasn't in the beginning in God's thoughts. Like a brother said last night, everybody ain't sheep. Everybody don't have an ear to hear. Everybody can't understand. But there are people who can hear. There are people who can see. And the proof that they can hear is the manifestation in their very life. And it's not even good to God until he sees it in you. He won't even say it's good until he sees it in you.
Oh, let me get back to Abraham. I'm going to give y'all this example.
Abraham, man of faith, God's son. He believed God. He's a father of faith. Good man, loved him. God loved him. Abraham loved God. God thought.
Right. Amen.
He thought Abraham loved him.
Right.
And in his mind, he knew Abraham loved him.
Right.
But he didn't know for sure.
Right.
There was no manifestation.
Right.
Okay.
Until the manifestation happens, this is a good thought. It might have been in the mind of God, but God's thoughts will always come to manifestation.
Right. Amen.
So he looked at Abraham and said, Abraham, take your son up on the hill.
That's what he said.
Take him up on the hill.
Come on.
And God sat back. Now God, see, y'all think sometimes the Holy Ghost is going to make y'all do something. Holy Ghost ain't going to make you do it. God will look at you while you do it.
Amen.
You want to see it, brother.
He wants to see you do it.
Yeah.
Because God's looking for a manifestation. He's not looking for a good thought. He already had that. But he wants to see a manifestation. So he said, Abraham, take your son up on the hill and kill him.
Yes, sir.
Now, Abraham couldn't say, but God, you promised me him. Yeah. God, you said it was going to be a father nation. Yeah. God, you're going to, Abraham didn't do none of that.
No.
He packed up the wood.
Lord, help us, Lord.
Put it on his boy's back and said, you carry the wood.
Uh-huh.
Took his helper out there and said, y'all don't need to go no further. We're going to, and the whole time God's doing this.
Okay.
See, we think God makes us. God will make you do nothing. God will make you do nothing. If you come from the mind of God, you will manifest whatever's in you. You will do it. And God ain't making you. He's not forcing you. He's not coercing you. He's not blackmailing you. He just said, let me watch it manifest. Watch my son. Abraham didn't even argue with God. He said, come on here. Come on. Took his son. Tied him up. Because see, Abraham believed his son didn't. It could have been me on that. Put me on the altar. And you don't tie me down. You know what? I'm going to be that ram in the bush. I'm getting out of it. So Abraham was the father of faith. Tied his son up so he couldn't get away. And God's doing this.
Just looking now.
Just looking. Just look. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this. You may not believe it. But God did not know what Abraham was going to do.
Come on. Amen.
Amen.
I should have said that back
here. No, you said what the Bible said.
I know. God did not know. See, y'all think God knows everything.
Come on. Amen. Preach.
The same God that repents is the same God that didn't know. Remember, Jesus didn't know everything.
Come on.
And God didn't know everything because he was sitting there watching Abraham and saying, boy, I hope he does it.
All right, brother.
I see it in my mind. But you know what? Though
I got to watch it.
Yeah, man.
And Abraham tied him up, put him up there, took that knife, and just getting ready to kill him. God said, Abraham, stay your hands. Don't do it. But what did he say next? He said, like this, now I know. Up until the manifestation, he didn't know. I'm talking about God didn't know. God said, now I know you're going to be here. Now I know you're my son. Now I know you love me. Now I know you're servant. Now you're hearing the Father of faith. Now I know, because I see what you did with Acts 10 in your very walk. Not only did God repent, but God found out some stuff.
Amen.
It's not even real until the manifestation.
Right.
You tell me you love me all you want. But if you don't manifest your love, it's just a bunch of dead air. You got to remember, everything comes from Elohim will manifest. Everything he gave to God will manifest. Everything they gave to Jesus will manifest. But you know what? It ain't happening the way we thought it was. We think God's got us all tucked away and he's going to make us serve him and he's going to do all this. And you know what God's doing? He's watching you.
Yes, sir.
He knows you're going to be here today.
That's right.
You may not have given your heart to Christ. And he brought you here today. And what's he going to do? He's going to watch you. And see what you're going to do when the word comes forth.
Amen.
He said, well, he's going to make me come out. No, it's not. He's going to make me give him no. He ain't going to make you no. See, it wouldn't be. God would not be a just God if he made you do it. You're a free moral agent. You can do what you want. God himself is not going to make you do nothing. God's sitting back watching to see if you're going to do it. And then when you do it, you know what God says to himself? Now I know. Now I know that's my son.
Amen.
Now I know they love me. Now I know they're going to serve me. How do you know that? Because you see him doing it. Elohim told me that there were going to be people who love me. Elohim told me there were going to be people who serve me. And I believe him because he's gotten all. Everything he says comes past. But now I'm watching it manifest. Now I know. Do you know what? And I know I'm messing my own thing up, but I've got to get out of here. I'm just getting some more examples, and then I'm going to go home. You know what? Jesus. God did not know what Jesus was going to do.
Amen.
Oh, he knew in the plan. He knew in his mind.
That's right. That's right.
But what was the Garden of Gethsemane all about?
Right.
Jesus was sitting there having to make a decision. And Jesus looked at him and said, what are you going to do? Are you going to pay the price? Now, I see it in my mind that land is laid before the foundation of the world, but it's not real until you do it, son. That's what Jesus was telling when he was praying. He'd go to pray, and Jesus, and God would say, you got to do it. That's the way. That's the plan. But it's your decision. Jesus could have turned him down.
That's right. Amen.
He was a man, free moral agent, making choices, making decisions. And God had to just stand back.
Thank you, Lord.
And watch. And talk to him. Jesus, go to pray. Father, I don't know. Take this cup from me. Wait a minute, wait a minute. I thought Jesus was just willing to run up the hill. No.
Not
Jesus like, please, if there's any way possible, can we do this another way?
Yes.
And God would say, Jesus, you know the Lamb has to, one man must die for all men's sins.
Right.
Oh, but Father, this is hard. I know Jesus, but, you know, and I'm all alone. My disciples are over there asleep. They can't even watch with me now. I feel so alone. I know, but, you know, then he sends the angels to come and comfort him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And minister to him.
Yeah.
You know, come on, we know you got to do this. But Jesus had to make up his mind.
Right.
And God had to wait.
Amen.
Because if Jesus said, I ain't doing it,
well, we'd have perished.
We'd all perish.
Right.
But because God knew the plan.
Thank you, Lord.
And he already knew the Lamb was slain from before the foundation. And he knew it was going to happen, but he couldn't count it as done until it was done.
Amen.
Jesus said, not my will. Let me just go on and do the will. What did he, you didn't think God's doing it? What do you think Jesus cried at Calvary? Father, why have thou forsaken me? Because God pulled back. You got to do this as a man. Though God knew he was going to do it, though he knew the plan, just like we, you know what? We know the plan. We know Thessalonians 4. Those that are alive and remain will be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. We know it. But it hasn't manifested. So what do we got to do? Sit back.
Wait.
Knowing that comes from the mind of God.
Yes.
That's the word of God.
Yes.
It will happen. It will happen. It will happen. No matter what it looks like. This bride will be here with the mind of God. Let this mind be in you. We're here with the mind of God. We know the body change is coming. We know the rapture's at hand. But we got to do just like God. We got to wait. You gotta wait.
Yeah.
Time does nothing. But you know what? It will happen.
Thank you, Lord.
It will happen.
Because it's part of the manifestation of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm just gonna scroll down here. It was God in Christ. It was God. It wasn't Christ's job. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. And all things are of God.
Yes.
See, it's going to make the Bible sound, make better sense to you now.
Yes.
decide, yeah, I'll think they're God, because we come from Him. Amen. We're part of that plan.
Yes, sir.
Part of those attributes. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto Himself by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, to witness. We are witnesses.
Amen.
To wit, that God was in Christ.
Yeah.
Are y'all Trinitarians? No.
No, sir.
It's the same God.
Same
Elohim. Elohim was in God, reconciling us. God was in Christ, reconciling us. Christ is in us, reconciling us.
Amen.
To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their sins unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors. That's who we are. We're carrying the same word that Jesus carried.
Yes.
We're carrying the same word that God carried.
Yes. Yes.
We're carrying the same word that Elohim carried.
Amen.
Lord.
No different, no less important.
Wow.
And it will come to pass.
Amen. Amen.
That's why I said your manifestation. You know what? Let me see.
Preach.
Hey, brother.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. You know what? Jesus, though the bride was in the mind of God, and I'm writing this up, though the bride was in the mind of God, the bride could not be claimed until after redemption was over. And the very manifestation of every age and every bride, Jesus sits on a throne. Watch. That one's done.
Yeah.
You're right.
That age
finished. You're right. That age finished. Why didn't God just pick us up and put us up? Because He had to see the manifestation. God requires a manifestation of the mind of Elohim to be expressed in your life. And Jesus sat there for 2,000 years looking, watching, interceding, waiting, praying, hoping, making sure that we were going to be okay. Being there, bleeding the blood, putting everything in place for us, making sure that we had everything we needed. But He couldn't do anything but wait.
Amen.
He sat there for seven ages watching, waiting, interceding, praying, bleeding the blood, doing all these things. He did that for seven ages. Why did God just get it over with right away? Because you got to have a manifestation.
Right.
It comes from the mind of God, but it worked its way out on earth.
Right.
That's why it's not enough just claim to be a Christian.
Right.
You have to be Christ-like.
Yeah.
Not just talk it, but walk it. Because He's looking for a manifestation of His word that was from before the foundation of the world to be manifested in you. Jesus sat there for 2,000 years, but then after the manifestation was complete, after the bride was completely made, then He stepped forth to claim that He's
already
redeemed. But it's all done by manifestation. It ain't done because we believe it. Oh, we believe we're going to get a bike change. We believe we're going to sit to the marriage supper. You ain't there. You believe you're going to get a glorified body. Romans 8 says so. All they call it just by the glorified. Already. But where was that done? In His mind. You ain't sitting here with a glorified body. Believe you me, I know that. But we're going to get one. We're going to get one because He already saw it. It's just another manifestation. And this is the manifestation of the sons of God. The title of this message is The Manifestation of God. It's been God the whole time. But before He was God, it was in the great mind of Elohim, and it was coming right down to you.
Yes.
And here, now you're sitting here with your puny little brain able to handle the Word of God, able to see exactly what was in the mind of God before.
before he was God, before he was a redeemer, before he was a healer. You can see it and understand it by revelation in your little bitty brains. The great Elohim that before there was a world said, I'm going to have Nate Moore. Did all that he did to come down here and put himself in this little thing. In you, in me, in you. That same Elohim that had that plan from before the foundation of the world has brought it down so that we can understand it. No one had ever understood it. The opening of the seals revealed to us what he had been doing all along. Now we're not sitting here in ignorance.
No, sir.
We're watching the manifestation of God.
Yes.
Right in front of us.
Yes, sir.
I see the word made flesh again. And this our day.
Yes, sir.
This is Elohim that's moved himself into this church.
Yes, sir.
This is that something. This is the one that broke himself down, broke himself down, broke himself down to his just fit just inside of you. You are no less than God than Elohim is. It's the same God. We're not Trinitarians. There's only one God.
Yeah.
Only one Lord. One faith. One baptism. One power of all. Of all. Through all. And in you all. It's the manifestation of God down on the earth. Now he's walking. Now he's talking. Now he's preaching. Now he's speaking. Now he's moving. Now he's manifesting the very word of God in flesh. It's Christ the mystery in you.
Yeah.
It's Christ the mystery in me.
Yeah.
And we are the final voice to the final.
Yeah.
But it's the same voice that called out from the beginning and said, let there be.
Yeah.
Not a different voice, it's the voice. But he put that voice in us.
Yeah.
Now when you go to work, it's God. When you go to the store, it's God going to the store. When you're talking to your neighbor, it's God talking to your neighbor. It's Elohim, veiled in skin. He nailed himself so small that he could fit in a human being.
Hallelujah!
That's what he wanted all along. That was the mystery of God right there. That was the manifestation of Christ. Now he's here in us. Manifesting his word with every heartbeat. I don't have to make myself serve God. I can't help but to serve God. I can't help but to serve him. I can't help but to please him. I can't help but to manifest him. That's who I am. It's not another God. It's the God of heaven. Brother Graham said it's a Son of Man revealing the Son of Man.
Yes,
it's us it's revealing what God had in his mind from before the foundation of the world. And we will manifest every bit of it. How do you know you're going to do that? Because I'm a son of God.
Yes.
I'm ordained to do it.
Yes.
And you know what? It's not God doing it. God's over here saying, look at me. Look at him. I knew he was going to do this.
I told you
he was going to do this. Look at him down here. He's preaching. He's talking. He's snorting. He's doing exactly what I saw in my mind when I was out back in the mind down there. John, where were you? When his tongues of God were shouting for joy. Church, where were you? We were doing this in the mind of God. We did this before the foundation. We did this before the word of God. We are rejoicing in serving God. And look at us here. And now manifesting exactly what God saw before the prophet stood.
Amen.
God's looking at us this morning, and he's looking at us and crossing his arms saying, now I see. Now I see prayer going to church. Now I see prayer words happening. Now I see they love me. Now I see. How do you know this?
Lord.
Your manifestation.
Yes.
You're the
very truth that is right.
Amen.
The manifestation of God.
Wow.
He's right amongst us.
Yes.
He's right in us.
Yes.
And it's the same God that created the heavens and the earth. No different, but one and the same. Heavenly Father, so grateful this morning to be able to come and fellowship. Thank you for the services this week and how you come and dwelt amongst us.
Yes.
Lord, you could just come and look from a distance. You're coming, God, in us. And,
oh, hallelujah.
And you dwell, you're dwelling in us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And as we move, you move.
Yes.
And you report back and say, see, I told you he'd do it. I told you he was one. The very manifestation proves it. And Lord, we're standing here today, the very proof that this thing is right.
Yes, sir.
The very proof that the message is right.
Yes, sir.
The very proof that your word is right.
Yes, sir.
It don't have to be interpreted. Brother Branham said, God interprets his own word by bringing it to pass.
Yes.
And that's what you've done here today.
Yes, sir.
That's what you've done here all week.
Yes, sir.
Ask you to be with us today. Thank you for your word, and thank you for a clear understanding. Oh, when I look in the Bible and I see where God repents and I see where he changes his mind, now I understand why he can do that. I understand why he can change his mind about something, because it's not what your perfect plan is, but at the manifestation, God himself can see how it really should be. Oh, how blessed these pilgrims are. Thank you for Brother Fred in the church. Thank you for being with us. Ask you to continue to let us walk in this light. The very proof of who we are is what you see manifested in our lives. Thank you, Father, for it all. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
What is it you want to say?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you did to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude.
All that I am
and ever hope to be, I owe it all to God.
sermons is. Don't preach. I've read so many good sermons. I'm not going to preach. But I'm going to tell this right now. I'm going to close because time ago I left my main book. But everything that man said was true.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Amen. 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 He was freezing God. Because I studied this message for 50 years. And I know when a man tells the truth. I preached that in this church. He used terminologies that just threw some of y'all slam out of the box. He never did say he wasn't God. He never did say he Elohim wasn't God. He used terminology that had you so confused you couldn't even say amen. He never made them three gods. He never deteriorated what Brother Branham said. He did just like all you other preachers you read quotes that y'all read. And if you got a question, don't get in your car and ride up and talk about it. Why don't you wait till he walk out there and be a man or be a woman and ask him what he believes. Because I felt so bad because we amen everybody. And then we went cold on the truth. Well, you ain't gonna like me because I believe that.
That's right.
That's what I preach, and you think gonna ask my church.
Absolutely.
I preach he wasn't even God one time.
That's right.
And Brother Randall said it's not the script said it's not robbery to be equal with God.
Amen.
So if we're equal with God, who was that above God?
Okay.
Yes.
Amen. He read to you that God himself said, no way with you.
Yeah.
He's showing you that God was. Brother Randall said this, and maybe this will help some of y'all to doubt it. But rest of my daughter had a class play.
Yeah.
He said one man played more than one part.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Elohim just played more than one part.
Yeah.
That's all he was saying. He didn't take away.
No.
He didn't add.
No.
He said Elohim is playing more than one part.
Right.
And these parts, he condescended.
Yes.
He changed his ability.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So fragile and so scared of the truth. Because we want to be the one to know it all. We need a good person to know it all. And that's Elohim. And then Elohim became God. Brother Larry said, then God birthed Christ.
Lord, that's right. That's right.
And you know he said all that up. Just to please you, that you go get this book. And this is what he said in the Hebrew series.
Right.
And I got it marked up. Some things you can't preach in other churches, but Brother Nate, you can preach anything.
Yes.
Matter of fact, you can preach anything in our town. I preach any area of the message.
Yes.
And when he got on redemption, he didn't shake me.
No.
I understand Christ had to stay on the throne as a mediator and went to every subject.
Yes, sir.
Every name had been called.
Come on.
Every name be called.
Every name.
That's how you tie it.
Yes, sir.
You got that in the seal book. If you read Christ, the mystery of God revealed,
yes,
you will know he was in the book.
Yes.
But our churches and our thinking is so different when we hear something different, we think it's wrong. Examine what you call wrong,
because
you could be cursing yourself.
Amen.
I'll curse you with your coat.
Amen.
You're telling this message and thus saith the Lord. Let this man lead many of them because you heard something about him that he ain't preaching all the truth. If he wasn't preaching all the truth, he couldn't come here.
That's right.
I would be right. That's right. You're not going to come here to hurt you. I pray you. I brought Brother Larry, and I brought Brother Hoffman, I brought y'all here. You got for us.
Amen.
And I'll always be here.
Yes,
if you think your church is going to church, you're going to miss them all. I'll bring him up because Elohim knows it all.
Yeah.
You may bring him up this side of the ladder.
Right.
And I may bring him up this side of the ladder. But we all got one thing in mind. Getting up the ladder.
Yeah.
One man all the way right.
Right.
Yeah,
one, right.
I I don't think I got to say about. I could feel that cold spirit, and I said,
okay.
I tell him, like, you know business. I taught this before.
Okay.
I didn't use the terminology you,
but
I really believe that God was just an object of worship.
Right.
Yes. God was just playing. Elohim was just playing a role.
Yes.
So simple.
That's so simple.
Let me say this now. I'm going to go to it. I'm daddy.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm
a son. Yeah. That's true.
And I got the Holy Ghost. And I got a wife. And I got grandchildren. I got all the titles.
Right.
But I'm just a free mother.
Right.
Amen. Believe this now. I got all those different names I hold in that one tree.
Right.
And out of me came a wife.
Right.
And out of me came children.
Amen.
And out of me come grandchildren.
Right.
And out of me come great grandchildren.
Right. That's right.
And when it's all over, it comes right back.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Back to the rich.
Yes.
And that's all he was saying.
Amen.
The scripture and terminology, what Brother Brown said, and it throws some of us. He says, loosen up.
Amen.
The net can't be seen.
Amen.
Amen.
If you walk away from this man today with one thought that he's wrong, then that makes you wrong. Because we off the road, you go to heaven.
That's right. Yeah. That's what the Bible says.
Don't go home and talk about it. Walk up to him and say, Brother Nate, you need help.
Right.
And then Brother Nate will say, help me.
Help me out, Lord.
But when you go to heaven, have the truth. Because he'll be able to tell you, nah, I don't see that way. That's what we don't do. We talk about one another and go off. Listen, the world works.
Okay.
That's how little churches can't get together.
Hello.
We beat one another up out the door.
Yes, no,
I can't believe that conference. I can't believe that. You know, you can't believe that because you don't want to be wrong.
Right.
So you don't want to learn. You don't know it all.
Okay.
I can say I learned something from Brother Larry.
Yes, sir.
I learned something from Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
I learned something from Brother Pete.
Yeah.
I learned something from Brother Larry.
Yeah.
I learned something from the voices of God. Voices of God, voices of thunder. Give the Lord a big hand up. I rest my case at Calvary. Come on, brother, I've got it over. I'm going to say it again. I rest my case at Calvary. Enjoy the word. Be truthful. How many enjoy the word? Take that word that was spoken and put it upon our hearts, Lord Jesus. Sitting out against it, oh Lord Jesus, Lord. Lord, as we step to the back, oh Lord, to eat natural food, Lord, I pray that you bless the food.
Yes.
Bless the hands that prepared it, oh Lord Jesus, Lord. And in everything, oh Lord Jesus, Lord, you get the glory.
Yes.
Bless each individual as they go their different ways, Lord.
Yes.
Though we leave one another, Lord, we know, Lord, just that we're all one in your body, Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray right now that you have preeminence in our lives.
Yes.
We ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.